Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my dear brother. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you doing, Doc?
I praise the Lord, doing very well.
Lovely, thank you so much. I hope that the week has been good to you.
Yes, indeed. They're very busy, but very nice. Thank God it's Sabbath coming.
Oh, yes. Thank God the Sabbath is upon us. Definitely. And we're going to be talking right about that, the health benefits of Sabbath rest. I mean, Mark 2, verse 27 records the words of Christ. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And so Sabbath is a time of rest and worship where we intentionally focus our hearts and minds on our Creator and our God. Yes. It's a time of refreshing and, of course, renewal. And now, there are so many benefits of observing the Sabbath. For today, I want to focus on some of the ways the Sabbath is good for our health and our bodies. Now, Doc, as a professional, as a health professional, how do you see the connection between the Sabbath rest commandment and our physical well-being?
Yes, it's a very appropriate topic. Very, very appropriate. You know, the obedience to the fourth commandment found in Exodus 28 through 11 starts with remember. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Meaning, don't forget to get time off all the cares of daily living and focus on time with the Creator, as you have said. So God, in his mercy, knowing how he made us, he gave us a day of rest.
Mm.
Now, it's interesting that present-day research, a lot of research has been done to show that there are many health benefits that anyone who adopts this day of rest and reflection too, because when you want to think about your Creator, you reflect. So, and reflection also is a type of rest.
Mm.
So physical rest and rest of the mind.
Mm.
There are several benefits, but we'll look at a few of them.
Okay. All right.
One is that it reduces stress and cortisol levels. When stress is reduced, cortisol level is reduced. And observing the Sabbath automatically helps us to reduce stress, because when we leave all of those cares of daily living, we prepare and then come to a time where physically we leave all those things alone. Mm. Emotionally, we leave those things alone. Mentally, we leave those things alone. The cares, we must have cares. Otherwise, we can't survive in this world. Mm. So automatically leaving all those cares, the cortisol level drops. Now, when cortisol is a hormone, it's a stress hormone. When it drops, there are many things that will happen in the body. Reduce inflammation. Today, it's been found that inflammation is the primary reason for the lifestyle diseases that we are facing today.
Mm.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, even cancer.
Mm.
Inflammation. So cortisol level dropping means inflammation also reducing.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure going down. I read an article some time ago. Can't remember exactly the quote, but if I look for it, maybe I'll find it. That they did a study and they found that Friday night through Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
high blood pressure of patients in this intensive care unit will always go down. And it's the research was doing this and finding out that the pattern was the same. So even those who do not realize that it's a day of rest and they are in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So that 7-day cycle, there's something that God has put in it.
Yeah.
That reduces tension. Now, for those who then understand it and remember it, they have the health benefits even more.
Mm, mm.
So resting on the Sabbath also can help to reset our nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is the part of our body that we don't have a control over.
Mm.
The body is just working. The system is working. And there are ways that when we rest from all of the big, small, middle-sized things that trouble us, rest and our digestive system improves. They digest our food properly and we rest better. So the first one is the cortisol level going down, lowering all of the high blood pressure and things that are not supposed to be high in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Parasympathetic system gets into a state of rest. And that means also things like high blood pressure comes down, physical benefits, heart health. Once the blood pressure comes down, the heart health improves.
Yeah.
And if that happens week after week and week after week, then there's improvement in the heart health. Because regular rest and less stress, and when stress is reduced, it is associated with lower blood pressure, lower rate of heart disease. And the healthy cardiovascular system will help many other things also in the body system. Now, the body is able to sleep. Now, when we sleep well and we wake up stronger. There is a rejuvenation that happens when we are sleeping, especially between 10 and 12. But on Sabbath, usually people will go to bed earlier. Yeah. Than usual. Those who couldn't go to bed earlier than 10 or 12 or something, now when they have left everything to rest on the Sabbath, they will go to bed earlier. So usually Friday nights, most people go to bed earlier and they sleep longer. They get more hours of sleep and better hours of sleep, especially when they are able to go to bed before 9 or after 9 and are asleep at 10 p.m. Between 10 and 12 is the best time when the brain rejuvenates itself, when the rapid eye movement sleep comes on and the body is repaired. When we don't sleep, we are not able to repair the body. When we have a better sleep system, and even if it's every week we are able to get this sleep because of Sabbath rest, our immune system, another physical benefit, our immune system improves. Now, everything is around our immune system when it comes to whether we are ill or whether we are well. Immunity is the key factor. When the immune system is good, the things that come against to fight the body, they just come and the immune system will take care of it without one knowing what is going on. So the immune system really improves. So Sabbath rest supports immune resilience. That is the ability for the body to really do its work. That is that part of the system. And regular rest prevents physical and mental burnout. Many times when one will do things like working in the hospital and one is just starting, you'll hear people telling you that, well, I hope you don't burn out quickly. because work there is really stressful.
So
anything that will reduce stress will reduce getting burnout. So it allows the body then to recharge. But when we get burnt out for whatever reason, in workplace or at home or whatever, the immune system runs into problem. Other things are associated with it. You see, the body has is composed of many parts, but it's still one body. They affect each other. When something is wrong with one part of the body, it will affect the other. So the other part that is often affected when we do not have rest time is the hormones. We have mentioned cortisol, but there are others too that becomes unbalanced. Many of the problems that people, well, actually ladies face a lot is hormone imbalance. Their periods are getting whacked up. They get into menopause and they are getting so sick and having all the... In 1 minute, you are hot and you want to get fan. The second minute, you are too cold and you are shivering. Hormone imbalance. So part of it actually is the years of working with no rest, no Sabbath rest, no weekly rest. Then the body is in a state of confusion. It doesn't know whether it's estrogen that should be produced in high quantity, whether it's progesterone, and one's supposed to be higher than the other, and all are in the state of confusion and so on. Now, when our hormone system has problem, it affects our appetite. It affects the reproductive health. That is obvious. It affects metabolism. It affects physical energy and vitality. I remember in my years when I just was raising little children, It was one day a friend, a little sister to me, I was living in the university. And so I had these university students who come to my home a lot of times. And one told me one day, he said, "Auntie, you're always saying you are tired." I didn't realize I was saying it, but I was tired. And that was why I was saying it. I was tired. I'm raising little children. I'm in a postgraduate program. I'm working full time. I'm going to be tired because it's all stress, stress, stress. But thank God I had known the Sabbath then, and everything is put down by Friday afternoon so that we can enjoy Sabbath evening and then Sabbath during the day. So it's a lot of help. And I know that that personally helped me through those periods of time, because by Sunday morning, I'm energized, ready to start again. But I learned with time also to begin to take things easy. Mm. So when we rest, this physical rest, we have more physical energy and vitality. What happens after rest is that people report increased energy levels. I have a lot of person telling me, I can't sleep. So we work out how they can change their lifestyle so that they can sleep. And immediately they start sleeping, the first thing they will report is that, wow, I didn't know I have so much energy. Because once we have enough rest, then we have enough energy. So physical rest on Sabbath means enough energy to cope with the work of the week. God is wise. He knows what he's doing. So when we have enough rest and we have more vitality, then we are able to focus and do our work very well. Mm. We don't need to rely on stimulants like caffeine, drinks, and all the rest to pick me up during the week and keep me going. Mm. So once we have Sabbath time and we move around during Sabbath, walking and spending a lot of time in nature, that's how many people spend Sabbath times, take the children out to nature or have church time out under the trees and so forth. The negative ion in nature helps to rejuvenate the life too. We don't realize that all these benefits are there. But these are the physical benefits that research has found is happening to those who keep this day holy. That is, set it apart for the routine of working with the Lord, the creator of mankind. No strenuous activity, but just simple activities. And they boost good circulation. Then how about meeting other people on that day, having fellowship? That is a lot of healing for the mind also. And if you participate in one program or the other and you give, it's a day you give a lot of yourself. You are teaching children, they give you joy. There is even when I say children, I smile.
Yeah.
Because it's just that's the way it is. Mm. They are flowers, as this writer wrote it, around the home. And so when you see them at church also, they are just little part of the congregation. And if you are working with them, they bring you a lot of joy and challenges too. Now, if you are the type that you are with the IT program and you work in the office, I don't know which office or which place one is working now, that is not in front of a computer, even if you are selling, you are putting the cashier, you are working with the screen. Anything we are doing in the world today is usually with a screen.
Yeah.
So leaving all that during Sabbath hours rests the eye also, lessening the eye strain and leaving the blue light exposure to the minimum, because blue light disrupts melatonin, disrupts sleep. So when we are able to leave, turn off the computer, go to other things Friday and have a good rest, it's a wonderful way to have all the physical benefits. So the keeping of the Sabbath is not only a spiritual or cultural practice. For some people, it's a day that you don't go to work.
Yeah.
But then it's more than that. It's a form of structured preventive health care that I believe our Heavenly Father gave to us. He knows that with the care that will continue to mount up as time it goes on, is going to be more and more and more and more. And the care today is more than it used to be. We are having to face more problems in the world today. And when we really should have rest and we don't, then we run into a lot of health issues, health problems. I like to quote 3 John verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So God wants us to be in health. And our health has to do with our spirit, the soul, and the body. And that's why 1 Thessalonians 5:23 also tells us that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. To preserve our body and soul and body blameless, you see, body is there, physical, is to be in good health. If the body will be blameless, it must be well. If it's not well, then many times the things that we use to treat it, sometimes they harm the body because we have what they call side effects.
Yeah.
And not everybody is able to have the natural way of healing. And sometimes we go through very, very difficult times, and we really need, I believe, that physical time off of all of these heavy duties of life and have time to put down your heart and rest your head on a good sofa.
Yep.
And be able to say it's time to have a little bit of rest.
Man. Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. Indeed, these are many, many benefits. And I'm sure that we could spend the whole afternoon talking about these benefits. But I want to thank you so, so much, and wishing you a good rest, a good Sabbath rest ahead of you. Thank you so, so much for coming through.
I wish you the same. God bless you.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.